Just one interesting observation on the Ramah at the end of his Perush to Ora Hayim in Siman Tafresh Tzaddi Zayin, where over there the Ramah is talking about when you have a leap year. So he's talking about this Adar Rishon, this Adar Sheni. So he says, even though that Purim really is celebrated in Adar Sheni, but you should do something in Adar Rishon as well in order to commemorate the Purim. And he writes, Yesh omlim shechayav larbot b'meshteh v'simcha b'yudalit sheb'adar Rishon ve'en nohagim ken. But that's not the minhag to have a se'uda. U'mikol makom yerbe ksat b'se'uda. But you should have a little extra se'uda. Kedel latzet yedei ha'machmirim. Just to fulfill the obligation of those that are machmir. And then he ends up the commentary with the following pasuk, V'tov lev meshteh tamid. He says, and the person that has a good heart, he's always making a party. Meshteh tamid. So the Mefarshim all bothered, what is the Ramah ending off the commentary to Or HaChaim with this pasuk, V'tov lev meshteh tamid. So the Sefarim bring down Rav Hida in Birkei Yosef. He says, interesting reason. He says that the Ramah wanted to end his Pirush with the same concept that he began his Pirush. The first words of the Ramah in Siman Aleph, the first words of his Pirush are, Shiviti Adonai Lenegdi Tamid. He's actually quoting the Rambam from Moreh Nevuchim. So since he started off with Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, the word tamid, so he ends off his perush also me'ena petiha, and he says ve'lev tov meshteh tamid. And then the Sha'aret Teshuvah brings down that there's another reason, because the halakha says that it's a mitzvah to end off bedavar tov. It's a mitzvah to end off anything when we're reading a sefer Torah, or for that matter any type of hatima that we make. You always want to end off on a good note. Maran brings it down in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Het, that he says, Yechaven tamid sheyatchil likro bedavar tov v'yisayim bedavar tov. So therefore Ramah wanted to fulfill that, so he ended off with Meshteh v'lev tov Meshteh tamid. But there's a very interesting Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pa'alim in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem Bet. He says, if this is the onyan that we should end off bedavar tov, there's certain parashiyot that the last words of the parasha is not a davar tov. He gives an example. At the end of Sefer Bamidbar, it says, Velo yavo'u lir'ot kebalai takodesh vametu. That's the end of the parasha. That's the end of the aliyah. Or it says at the end in the Sefer Vayikra, Ul ish asher yishkav im teme'ah. So how could a person, that's the aliyah that he gets. He's ending off with not a good thing. Vayam oterach beharan. So he says a very big hatush to Ben Ishchai. He says it's not considered misayim bedavar ra, because the person that's getting the aliyah still did not make the beracha acharona. He has to make the beracha of Hashem netananu turato turat emet, and everybody has to answer amen. And the one that's getting the aliyah is considered like he read the beracha himself, because shomei ka'one. So he's not ending up with the tum'ah or mita. He's ending up with the beracha, and everybody's answering amen. So the hatima is amen. The only question is, if that's what the Ben Ish Chai is saying, that really the Beracha Harona is Davar Tov, so then you just took away the whole Maran. Because every Davar Ra is Davar Tov, because you're ending up with a Beracha Harona. So the Mefarshim answer, no. Midina de Gemara, Masechet Megillah, you only have to say Birkata Torah. The first Oleh says, Asher Baharbanu, and the last Oleh, when he finishes the Parasha, says Hashem Natananu. They used to make it at the beginning and the end. So there, Maran is discussing when the Davar Ra comes, or the Ben Ish Chai saying, when the Davar Ra comes at the end of the parasha, so then already you can rely on Dinat de Gemara that the Beracha is considered the Davar Tov. But when it comes in the middle of the parasha, where really the Beracha Haronan, the Sefer Torah, is not Me'ikar Adin, so therefore you have to end off on a good terminology. The reason why we're saying this in general, a few days from now we have Prazat Hashem, the holiday of Tu Be'av, and the Mefarshim do bring down that even though it's not an official Yom Tov, but Hida brings down in Mahazik Beracha that one should be Marbe B'Sa'udah. he should have Saudah or something more than his regular Degilut in order to fulfill Vetov Lev Mishteh Tamid.